another way to look at it.
What do you think the Tea Party's effect?
Oh, they've been very effective. But I think they've either got to moderate, or you're going to see the Republican Party disintegrate. Because I know a lot of moderate Republicans that are just fed up with it. And you got to compromise.
Yeah, you do. That's what it's
that's
all about.
That's the politics is the art of compromise.
What did Mr. Prell just say? Mm-hmm. He said, you can't compromise with certain people. If the Palestinians want to wipe out the Israeli, the nation of Israel, you can't compromise. Because compromise? Wipe out half of it.
No, that's right.
Some things can't be compromised.
Well, then what do you do in that stage? What do you do if you can't be compromised?
I think you got to have certain standards that's come before the compromise. And one of them is the freedom of the individual in this country.
That's right.
And somehow we've gotten away from that because I think too many people are trying to compromise in Washington. And I'm not saying that about Harry or anybody specifically, but there's too much compromise. Like Boehner's out golfing with Obama today. They've got a constitutional crisis that hits tomorrow. I'm not sure they should be golfing. They should be in a room somewhere talking serious business. Okay, that's just me. I'm off my podium now. I'm done.
That was a photo op, so, you know.
Yeah,
right.
That's all
I'm not
was.
Sure they've got time for it right now.
Well, I don't think they do, but yeah, I tell you know, and if you're in war and you got people telling you they're going to cut your throat, yeah, you don't compromise.
Right.
You
cut theirs
up
first.
Yeah. But there's a lot of things you can do before you get there. And you try to compromise. Some days it comes down to where we're just going to agree to disagree and get it on.
Well, and I think that's the important part. And I think that's what the Tea Party is doing, swinging it all the way over to bring it back to some compromising, realistic point. And I think that's the whole purpose for that. Okay, enough on politics. Okay, everybody happy?
There's never enough on politics.
You got
never.
Your question in? Okay.
When you got an elected official here, you can get them.
You can only go so much, and then you got to talk about something else, something good. And when did you get involved, Bob, with JTNN, Join Together Northern Nevada?
I got involved because of my son, Patrick. He
was out doing.
Well, this was even before, afterwards, after he straightened up, and he's been sober for over 5 years now, and he came to me. I used to tell people, he's been lost at sea for a while. He was lost at sea. And he came up to me one day and he said, Daddy, quit telling people I was lost at sea. Quit making fun of it. It's a problem. I'm a drug addict. I've got to do these things.
Wow.
So then he got involved with JTNN and he said, wait, will you do a commercial with us talking about drugs and things? Because a lot of people don't think it happens to other people or people in positions or stuff like that. So I said, sure, I will. So we started doing them.
Well, how hard was it for you to continue as mayor and your political aspirations with him out on the streets doing drugs? And was that hard for you, Bob? I mean...
Oh, you know, he was... Let's see, he's been... For 4 or 5 years, I kind of ignored him early on, back when I first got elected mayor. He was having problems. I tried to work with him. He'll tell you that I told him one time that, you know, the family would be a lot better off if you were just dead.
Yeah, he did tell me that.
That's pretty tough to
ouch.
Talk.
That's tough talk,
You got to take...
Did you take a lot of beating for him? Did people come up to you and say, hey, your son,
no.
I saw... No?
No, I had people call up, and not even people. I had individuals call up and tell me what he was doing and stuff, and I'd talk with him, we'd try to work with him, but it didn't last very long. And it wasn't until, I don't know where you changed it. Where did you change it, Patrick?
Yeah, where'd you change it, Pat?
Where'd you change it? I don't know where I changed it.
I think you all of a sudden decided you couldn't live like that anymore.
No, I got tired and worn out. When you're doing methamphetamines for 10 years, you don't really sleep. So.
Yeah, you're playing video games, you told me, day after day.
They say you have a moment of clarity, and I'm not sure what that was, but I agreed to go to rehab, and that's where I kind of changed.
Well, I like that you're doing some good things, too, and I love that your father's backing you and supporting you, because a lot of times it's so humiliating for a family that a family does turn their back on a member of the family that is lost at sea.
Well, the whole family kind of turned on him at one time.
Was he asking everybody for money? Was he calling everybody up for money?
I don't know. Did that? I never got calls on that.
You didn't?
No, but I got calls that he was sleeping in the warehouse, or he was doing this or doing that. And in fact, I couldn't take it very much more, so I told the guys, I'm going to rent a house. He can have it. He has a place to live. He doesn't have to live on the street. Mm-hmm. But on the same hand, No, I'd get calls from different individuals telling me what he was doing and stuff, and tried to work with him, but it wasn't going anywhere. And I'm proud of him because he did it on his own.
Well, what would you give advice to a parent who goes through this and keeps trying to help and keeps getting the calls and keeps getting the calls? What advice would you give them? Do you just say,
you know,
hey, go, do your thing, stay away? What do you do?
Yeah, you end up playing tough love.
Yeah.
And it's hard as hell to play tough love. And you shut them down, you cut them off from money, do whatever you can. But I was the enabler also, because I wasn't strong enough to keep saying no.
Yeah,
he'd get
son.
In trouble, I'd bail him out of jail. The best thing I could have done for him is leave him in jail.
You believe that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, sometimes it'd been better off I'd just call the cops on him.
I know, that's the hard thing.
That's right.
I mean, that is.
Turning your own son in, but I think I would have done him a service if I would have.
But what would have happened to your relationship, though? See, now you have a relationship.
Well, yeah, but ask him when I knocked him on his keister one time. You know, we've been
through
that.
Wake up, you said, huh?
We've been through that, hadn't we, Pat?
Yeah.
And now you have a relationship.
Yeah, look at them smiling at each other. You can tell.
Yeah, I know.
Well, his brothers and sisters, nobody wanted anything to do with him. You know, if you invited him somewhere, you didn't know what he was going to show up with or who he was going to show up with.
Yeah, or what was going to happen.
So nobody. And having him back in the family now, coming to the Christmas party when we get together every year and doing those things, it's a lot of fun now.
Yeah.
And he's having so much fun with all the grandkids and stuff like this. And
prodigal son story, huh?
Yeah.
Right out of the Bible.
That's right.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a little distribution one time, and after he's been sober, and everybody looked around the room and said, hey, we've been doing this wrong. He's getting the same amount we are, and we've been good.
Well, he sure has straightened up, and he sure is infecting and affecting everybody's lives now and doing some good things, and we really appreciate the both of you for JTNN.
Well, that's a great organization.
How could we help, Bob? How could we help JTNN?
To get the word out and ask for some contributions, $5, $10. You know, we've got a problem going in Reno right now because of
heroin,
this heroin.
Yeah.
And they're giving it to the kids. You saw recently where they arrested somebody that was selling it and giving it away at Reno High School.
That's how they get them hooked, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just give it to them. And they can buy it for their lunch money. They can buy it for $3 or $2.
And what form? Is it something they're injecting or something they're snorting?
Snorting it up their nose.
Snorting and smoking it. Because it's a little bitty black ball and a black tar, and they can do it. And then they get it, and they think, hey, that felt good. Let's try this other. Yeah. And see what it is. But parents have to
be involved.
They can see their kids change their attitude, and you start looking into it if they start getting different.
Call JTNN and get some advice and get
those
some help.
Those people will really help you, and it's really great.
Yep. Bob Cashel, thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a lot of great information. We're for you, man.
Well, thank you. It's
thank
been
you
fun
so much.
Here. Even the Harry Reid story I liked real good.
I knew that was coming.
Why are you looking at me? I just asked a question.
He couldn't wait.
I want to tell you something. I love saying what it is about him, and I don't mind talking about it at all.
Because you get that opportunity. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. I'll have you back. I want to talk about
your
bike
you.
Ride and how good right, shape
good.
You're in. You're with Broadview on Fox News 1270. We'll be right back.
Live and local, Fox 1270 in the morning, weekdays at 9.
A Rhino man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Fox News 1270 is proud to bring a new twist to a great show. The Impatient Gardener is teaming up with a savory chef. Join Marnie Brennan, garden coach from the Garden Shop Nursery, and Barbara Mills, chef from Back of the House Cooking School, for a great hour of learning how to cook what you grow. Join these two experts for a live interactive show, The Savvy Gardener and The Savory Chef, the first Saturday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. here on Fox News 1270.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
They call it the great imposter because at first rosacea can seem like a sunburn or acne or even irritated eyes. 16 million Americans have this life-disruptive disorder, yet most don't know it. Rosacea usually begins with facial redness that gradually gets worse. Left untreated, bumps and pimples and even eye problems may develop. If you have any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist or visit the National Rosacea Society website, rosacea.org.
Fox News Radio.